Okay, ready to go? Okay. All right, it is 10 a.m. on August 30th, 2022. We're meeting here, 61 South Main, Suite 303 for a regularly scheduled commission meeting. Ask Neil Geddes, our civil attorney, to lead us in the pledge.
I.
Thank you. Please repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so we have Commissioner Camallo via phone. She's at a housing conference, and so she is joining us via the telephone. And so we'll move on. We will move on to our presentation informational items. Introduction of Angie Nelson, new chief deputy.
Angie, if you'd like to come up to the microphone. Commissioners were excited to announce the new chief deputy in the auditor's office, Angie Nelson. She comes to us from Park City School District. Some of her background is a master's degree in finance from Louisiana Tech University. She has a certified internal auditor certificate as well, and has a wealth of experience in Tyler Munis. And so we're excited to have her join our team, and I'll turn some time over to her to introduce herself.
Thank you so much. I look forward to meeting everyone and working with everybody very soon. I wasn't planning on saying much. what would you like to know?
You've done a good job on what you said.
Thank you. All right.
Appreciate you.
We'll move on. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. We'll go to our public comments. Anybody from the public like to come forward at this time? Ask you to give three. Keep it about 3 minutes. Seeing none, we'll move on to our public hearing. Okay, so we don't have video. Would we like to go and open public hearing first?
Yeah, I can cover it and then go into public hearing.
Okay.
So commissioners, this public hearing is part of the process for issuing bonds for the Legacy Event Center project, the renovation and addition of a new tourism facility within Davis County. This project is funded with tourism tax dollars, and for the record, I have certified compliance with the Open Meetings Law pursuant to the Local Government Act, Title 11, Chapter 14, Utah Code Annotated 1953, as amended the Act. A notice of public hearing at 10 a.m. on August 30th, 2022, with respect to the issuance of the issuer's sales tax revenue bonds series 2022 in the principal amount not to exceed $55 million. This was published not less than 14 days prior to the hearing in the Standard Examiner, a newspaper of general circulation, in the issuer, on the as well as on the Utah Public Notice website, created under Section 63A-16-601, Utah Code Annotated 1953, as amended, and on the Utah Legal Notices website, www.utahlegals.com, created under Section 45-1-401 of the Utah Code Annotated 1953, as amended. This project will vastly improve that facility and make it a regional destination for youth sports and activities, as well as have local benefits for the citizens of Davis County. And so with that, I'm happy to answer any questions about the project, about the bonding process, or you can go into the public hearing.
I have no questions. I'll make a motion that we go into a public hearing at this time.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. It's an opportunity for the public to come forward and make any comments about this bond. We ask you to please keep it at 3 minutes. Okay. Seeing none, I'm going to ask that we, Commissioner Stevenson.
I'll make a motion that we come out of the public hearing at this time.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right. Well, moving on to business and action items. From myself here, this is the reappointment of Stephen M. Trimblem to the Board of Commissioners the Board of Commissioners of the Davis Community Housing Authority, beginning 10/1/2022 to 9/30/2026. We met with this individual, and we discussed, you know, his appointment and how many years he's been on the board, and feel that as a commission, we recommend his reappointment. And so I make that motion.
I'll second it.
All right. I have a motion to second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, moving on to Community and Economic Development, Director Kent Anderson.
Morning, Commission. Kent Anderson, Director of Community and Economic Development. We have 9 items for your consideration today. Item number 2 is an approval of a contract with USA Wrestling for 3 wrestling tournaments, the Rec League State, Youth Super State, and High School JV State. Terms receivable in the amount of $8,264.72, beginning 1/19/2023 to 2/13/2023. Item number 3 is an approval of a contract with USA Wrestling Utah for the Intermountain Warrior Challenge Wrestling Tournament. Terms receivable in the amount of $4,519.64, beginning 3/8/2023 to 3/11/2023. Item number 4 is an approval of the contract with Simple Treasures for the Spring Craft Boutique Trade Show. Terms receivable in the amount of $7,776.50, beginning 3/12/2023 to 3/18/2023. Item number 5, an approval of the contract with the North American Grappling Association for the Regional All-Age Grappling Tournament. Terms receivable in the amount of $3,234.20, beginning 3/20/2023 to 4/1/2023. Item number 6, an approval of a contract with Utah Avalanche for the Fall Youth Soccer League schedule. Terms receivable in the amount of $10,155.80, beginning 8/22/2022 to 10/31/2022. Item number 7, an approval of the contract with Metasports FC for the Utah Youth Soccer Fall League Youth Games. Terms receivable in the amount of $8,126.70, beginning 8/22/2022 to 10/31/2022. Item number 8 is the approval of a subrecipient grant agreement with Safe Harbor for Social Service Block Grant Project. Terms receivable in the amount of $50,000. Terms payable in the amount of $50,000, beginning 7/1/2022 to 6/30/2023. Item number 9, approval of the subrecipient grant agreement with Bountiful Community Food Pantry for a Social Service Block Grant Project. Terms payable in the amount of $25,000, beginning 7/1/2022 to 6/30/2023. Finally, item number 10 is an approval of the subrecipient grant agreement with Open Doors for a Social Service Block Grant Project. Terms payable in the amount of $20,000, beginning 7/1/2022 to 6/30/2023.
I have no questions, so I'll make a motion that we approve items 2 through 10.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, let's move on to Facilities Director Lane Rose.
Good morning, Commission. This is a approval of a contract agreement with Rocky Mountain Asphalt Rejuvenation LLC. This is for some asphalt preventative maintenance on the administrative CJC, the Memorial Courthouse, this campus right here. We're 1 year ahead of schedule, but with all the new asphalt on the Memorial Courthouse project and needing some new paint restriping for EVs, we're going to get this resealed. So this is payable in the amount of $27,053.26. Terms 8/30/2022, ending 12/31/2022.
I have no questions, so I'll make a motion we approve item 11.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Quick question for you. The grass over here, are we going to try to put that in, lay that down this fall for the winter growing season, the spring growth period, or what's
got a work session 2 weeks to discuss that?
Okay.
So real quick, being that Weber Basin is going to, I was going to announce at the end, but Weber Basin is going to extend the season to October, basically September 27th by the time they drain the system October 1st. So do we need to wait for a work session, or is this something we can do in the next week?
So we want to go, and that's dependent on the timing. If you want to do the grass, you want to do AstroTurf, you want to do...
What if we were talked about grass?
That's already a unanimous decision. We can move forward with the grass. I think just the implications of watering sod right now might be some public backlash, but I can chat with you guys about that. Yeah, I got a bid to do just the sod and the turf, so artificial.
You know, to me, and again, if we need to, we can talk offline. But I think the thing is, with the cost of what putting the false grass in, I think is going to be a lot more public feedback than what if we put the grass in. I think what I've seen is that, you know, people, all of us have done a very good job on trying to be conservative with water, which is obviously the reason you guys are able to extend a little bit as far as that goes. The farms haven't been impacted that I know of. And, you know, you take the golf courses throughout the county, the parks, you know, there's the yellowing in the areas and that. But overall, everything's pretty well stayed alive. And I think that I don't think there'll be a lot of backlash if we turn around and get sod down here and we water in the fall if weather comes and cools down and that.
That's good to know. That was my big concern because I talked to Scott last week or 2 weeks ago, and yeah, he thought maybe the waters were going to be shut off in September and we could plant grass and it could all just die. So if they were going to extend that.
Yeah, we'll send it. We're giving it another 3 weeks on the grass.
So I would, I mean, I think sod is the way to go. So
I would agree.
So anyway, okay.
Yep.
Well, and Randy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I know that when we had an open and public work session some months ago to delay, and we invited Basin in and had some experts around the table, we all felt like it was probably not good to do it in the spring and summer because of watching how much rain and where the levels of reservoirs would be and all of that, which Commissioner Elliott has done a great job on that board and bringing us information back all the time. And I just want to remind everyone that the design of that landscape already had water conservation in mind. Anyone who knows about conserving water in a landscape will see that that is true. The grassy areas are really just limited to functional turf. And everything that was designed and planted has water conservation in mind. And so I just want to make sure that that's on the record, that it was, we've been so proactive as a county for many, many years. Lane, you are one of the big reasons for that. And so to just have our county be aware that the county has always had water conservation in mind for a number of years in this drought, and that when that sod goes down, it is absolutely designed for gathering and functional turf.
Yep.
Thanks, Lane.
Thank you.
So I think you got more or less a nod of let's go, and then we can put out an explanation of why we decided to, that, you know, Weber Basin has extended their water season. You know, there's some available water, so we thought this would be a good time to plant it. Okay. Yep. Okay, Health Director Brian Hatch.
Morning. Brian Hatch, Director of the Health Department. Two items here. The first, just a precursor to that, we went out for RFP earlier this year for our vehicle emission and maintenance program. That was awarded to Opus Inspections, LLC. So this number 12 is a service provider contract with Opus Inspection, Inc. to provide essential services to operate the Davis County Vehicle Emissions Inspection and Maintenance Program. And this begins 1-1 of 2023 and runs through 12-31 of 2027. A little explanation on the length there is within this contract, this is switching all of our service stations over to new equipment. And so to give a little longer contract there so that they can be reimbursed through emission tests in the county for the equipment that they'll have to purchase here at the end of this year to start for January 1. And then the provider will receive in their contract $1.89 per test that is done in Davis County.
Hey,
Real quick, just on the other subject, the diesel emission testing, how are we, where are we moving on that? Is that going to be ending soon? Or are we going to go to standardization somehow with the other counties? I just had a farmer, you know, talk to me about it again this last week. So,
farmer? Farm equipment's exempt, right?
Of his trucks, apparently.
Diesel program will change. We will no longer be operating the tech center in Kaysville for diesel emission tests for certain years of diesel. They'll all go back into the decentralized system in the private station. A little different tests. They won't be put on a dyno and run, but they'll be they'll still have an emission test. But
emission test and run, but at the private station.
Emission test will look much like Weber County, Salt Lake. Now everything will be uniformed.
When will that be? January 1. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. The second is an agreement with Safe Kids Utah for continued support of the CPS, the Child Passenger Safety Program, and the activities. This is our car seat program. Basically, we have certified instructors that help teach how to install a car seat properly and use it, and so this funding is used in that program. It's the amount of $10,000 beginning 10-1 of 2022, running through 9-30 of 2023.
Okay, I have no questions. I'll make a motion we approve items 12 and 13 as presented to us by our health director, Brian Hatch.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, moving on to Library Director Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson, thanks for having us up. We have two agreements. The first one is an agreement from March. The reason it's delayed is because we thought it would be better to have all three of the contracts that were low dollar going through at the same time. None of them panned out, so we decided it was best to just get it through and make sure it didn't wait too long. So this is an agreement for $150 worth of button makers from Charlene Lamp, who used to work for the county. She has donated them to us, and if you're willing to accept the donation, it's $150 worth of button makers. So the second contract, I'm gonna have Ellen Peterson, one of our deputy directors, take care of. She has a lot more in-depth knowledge, so.
Thanks, commissioners. So number 15 is an approval of a renewal memo of agreement with the Utah State Library for us continuing to be a part of the Beehive Consortium. This is with Overdrive, or Libby, a lot of people call it Libby, for ebooks and e-audiobooks. We just joined them back in May, and they're already ready to renew for the next year. So it's payable to the amount of $50,530 beginning January 1st, 2023 to December 31st, 2023. We do get half of that money back as a credit to use towards materials for that consortium, and they use the rest of it for also for materials. So it all goes towards our patrons, which is great.
Okay, thank you. I'll make a motion that we approve items 14 and 15.
Motion. And I'll second that. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Aye. Thanks, Ellen.
Okay, from Public Works Director Adam Wright.
Morning. So I brought to you item number 16. This is for the approval of the Hates Creek Channel Access Gate Cooperative agreement with UDOT for the Shepherd Lane Interchange and Pedestrian Overpass Project starting today, and this will go forever. This is for an access off of I-15 into Hates Creek, a section of Hates Creek where we haven't had access in the past. So this will be a good deal for us.
Okay. That begins right now.
Right now.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve item 16.
Second, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, from the Sheriff's Office, Chief Deputy Susan Poulton. Susan, take us home.
Commissioners, item number 17 is an NCIC HIT confirmation agreement with adult probation and parole for the Davis County dispatch to monitor and respond to any NCIC HIT confirmations after business hours on weekends and holidays. That term begins on July 1st of 2022. Item number 18 is an MOU with the Utah Communications Authority to program 51 radios, and that is payable in the amount of $510. No terms on that. Item number 19 is release of liability waiver of rights and participation in the Secure Continuous Remote Alcohol Monitoring Program, the SCRAM program. And this involves participants 1 through 7. It's receivable in varied amounts based on tests used and monitoring fees, and begins on the final signature and runs until the participant is no longer under court order to participate in the program. Item number 20 is a training reimbursement agreement with Matthew A. Bateman for paramedic training. This is a payable in the amount of $57,593.58. Begins 4/30 of 2021 through 4/30 of 2024. Becomes receivable if he defaults or leaves the county.
So real quick, being that he's going to the training paramedic program, is it going to be used for the jails or something else, or why? In the transition.
I think this began before I think he's gotten his paramedic training.
Okay. Got it.
So I think he's been functioning. This is a late agreement, if that makes sense. And then the final 21 is a ratification for an amendment with the Utah Department of Corrections to house state inmates at the Davis County Jail. It's receivable in the amount of the state's daily incarceration rate. Begins 7/1 of 2021 and goes through 6/30 of 2024.
Okay, if there's no questions, I'll make a motion we approve items 17 through 21 as presented to us by Chief Deputy Susan Polson.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, moving on to consent items.
I'll make a motion that we deny the individual and have him come in for a hearing.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes as presented to us for the August 9th commission meeting and also the August 16th minutes. And again, thank those who worked so hard to make them so good.
All right. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I'll make a motion that we come out of our regular commission meeting and go into our Board of Equalization meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Curtis.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration on today's property tax register. Under auditor adjustments, you have a report with various appeals recommending approval for $1,457,492. Under abatements, you have a report recommending denials for various abatements. Under corrections, you have one residential exemption granted for 2021. You have 10 veteran exemption tax abatements for 2021, and you have two exempt properties that have been purchased in 2021 by UDOT. And last but not least, under assessor adjustments, you have assessor initiated corrections with various corrections for -$1,000,000 $546,540.
$504.
All right, $504, excuse me. And that is the property tax register for August 30th, 2022.
I'd make a motion that we approve the property tax register as presented to us.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Reconvene, Commissioner.
Make a motion that we go back into our regular commission meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Opportunity for comments. Neil, Curtis?
No comment. Thank you.
Commissioner Stevenson?
None.
Commissioner Kamalu?
I will share next week some more about the housing.
Okay. And I just made my earlier announcement that the Weber Basin is going to extend the season out 3 more weeks, and so we got till October 1st, basically. They'll shut the system down September 27th, but the water in the system should take us to October 1st. So, thank you.
That's good, man.
Okay, see you, Commissioner Mullen.